We turn in our scripture reading to the book of James. Today we'll read James 1, 1 to 18. It's found on page 1288 using your pew Bibles. Now, James was the brother of our Lord, the half-brother of our Lord, and he was the leader of the apostolic church in Jerusalem during the 40s and 50s of that first century. James is one of the earliest of the New Testament documents. It's certainly is before AD 50, and it's the New Testament wisdom book. It corresponds in a way to Proverbs in the Old Testament. It's actually filled with doctrinal insight as well, but certainly practical wisdom. Now, this opening section is a smorgasbord of good things. He begins by saying, you know, when you're suffering as a Christian, you need to trust that God's going to work that for good in your life and even rejoice in the benefits of that. He covers that. He makes a statement in verse 5 that I cannot remember how many times I've thought about it and prayed about it. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask for wisdom. How often is a pastor or the elders of the church or a mom and a dad with a child or Christians in the world have said, you know, I don't really know exactly what to do. James says, well, pray for that. And God will, that in prayer, God will give you the insight for what's really going on in the situation and how you should obey the Bible. What a great statement. But don't be double-minded, he says. Be willing to wholeheartedly follow where the Lord is leading. James has a major emphasis on concern over riches in the church. He is aware that we have a tendency to like people who are rich, and he doesn't want them to receive precedence in the church, and he's going to mention that here too. He calls the rich to humility. He makes an important statement in verses 13 to 15, where he says the reason that you're struggling with sin is not because, don't blame God, it's not because of God. The problem is that you have sinful desires, and there's temptation in the world. You have sinful desires. Those two marry and have sin as their child, and death is their grandchild. Now, it's actually a very strategically important statement today. I wrote an article last week exegeting this passage. Why is that? Because you may know there's a great challenge to biblical morality and sexuality in the church. And many people, even some in the church, are saying, you know, God made people this way. And so you can't ask them to follow the traditional morality because, you know, it's just how God made them. Well, look at what James says. Let no one say, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. And so if you have inward sinful desires, and you do, we all do, what we're to do is we're to repent of them. We're to seek God's grace. We're to mortify those wrong desires. Because if we don't, they're going to lead to sin. That's a very important philosophy, a biblical understanding of how sin works. And then he has a great statement about the good gifts that come from God, the Father of heavenly lights. Well, I'll stop there. Give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning with James 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind, for that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass. Its flower falls and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is neither variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.